Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Rofika, part 1, The Lord That Heals. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26 and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." This morning and for a few days, we'll be discussing another very exciting and powerful name of God, Yahweh Rofika. A few things make this name very interesting. First, it is a name of God given by God himself. This was not a man's realization or view of God. It was God introducing himself by that name. Secondly, this is the only place in the Bible where this name is used. Even though this is so, practically every book of the Bible has at least one reference to God working in this dimension. Today, I will give a background to what was happening in Exodus 15 prior to when God speaks in our anchor scripture, and I will attempt to draw some parallels with our everyday lives. Israel had just experienced great deliverance. They had been in captivity for over 400 years, and in one night, God had in grand style given them freedom. They had marched out of Egypt, free men, and armed with the entire commonwealth of what could have been the richest nation on the earth. They had experienced a great breakthrough. Not too long afterwards, they met with an obstacle, the Red Sea. There was fear, there was worry, there was anger, but then God parted the Red Sea and they were happy again. They continued their journey and found that they were thirsty because there was no water in sight in the 3 days they had journeyed. Again, they complained, but not for too long because they soon found water. Just as they were about to celebrate this breakthrough, someone realized that the water was not fit for drinking. The Bible says it was bitter. Again, complaints, frustration, sorrow, fear. And then God gave directives to Moses on how to make the water drinkable. It was then he introduced himself as the God who heals. "I am Yahweh Rofika," he said. Before we delve into this name, I just want to point out a few things. Life, your life, my life, is usually a series of battles, one battle after the other. For the Israelites, it was Egypt, the Red Sea, the bitter waters, no food. There was always one thing after the other. While this may sound daunting to someone this morning, I want to encourage you. Look again at the life of the children of Israel. God always, always came through for them. As Christians, we should be so assured of God's presence with us that whenever the challenges come, we can laugh in the face of them, knowing that God is with us and that like he did for Israel, he would deliver us from all. Scripture says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all." This morning, if you are in the middle of a battle, maybe even the 5th or 10th battle you have fought so early in the year, the message for you is simple. You can afford to relax. God's got you. He will bring you through. He always does. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.